This podcast comes to you from the Pixel Labs podcast studio. As the world of marketing evolves, so must brands when faced with new challenges. We help brands grow by identifying opportunities to have real results. Welcome to the Raising Brand Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Raising Brand Podcast, where we talk about all things marketing and marketing adjacent. Today, I'm here with Tyler to ask a few questions about graphic design. The question I have today for you is, how do you find a balance between your own personal style and the style that what brand you're working for or the company you work for, like Pixel, like, how do you find a balance between the style you want to use and the style they would like you to use?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's definitely not the easiest thing ever. I think as annoying as this sounds, I think just having practice and like working is a big thing, but I think also there's like, I think some of the bigger things, like obviously you're working with different brand guidelines and fonts and colors, and then kind of working within those to kind of from a right away standpoint, they're going to make it look different. But I think also just kind of learning what stylistically kind of makes sense for that brand and kind of working with them. And I think it also helps of like some of our like more consistent clients, it's a lot easier to kind of work on their projects and kind of see, like, just because I've done so many things for them and kind of working on those, it's a lot easier now compared to like starting something new. It's a little bit more challenging to kind of gauge like what is kind of stylistically more in line with their brand. But I think the big thing is just kind of evaluating and kind of making sure that everything is kind of fitting. But I think it also kind of comes back a little bit to personal style as a designer. I think having your own personal style isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's definitely not a bad thing. I think it's important to have your own style, and that's kind of what sets you apart from other designers. And that's obviously something that's going to reflect in the work that you do. But I also think that being able to take your own style and then kind of tweak it for different brands and kind of how the projects you're working on,
you like
reflect.
Don't like turn off your own style.
Yeah,
I feel like that would almost be like make it like inauthentic, which you can like, I feel like you can call out inauthentic design really quickly, but just like you can't turn off your own style. I feel like it also, and correct me if I'm wrong, it makes sense that like a company would hire a graphic designer that it's like, oh, I like the style of work that this person is doing, let's hire them, as opposed to like another applicant. So like, do you think that allows for more of your own style to like come through? Because you submitted a portfolio that had things that like you're doing in it, and like at the end of the day, if you were chosen, like, does that allow a little more freedom for like your personal style to sneak through?
Yeah, and I think it also kind of a little bit, your style also kind of shapes a little bit based on like your experience. So if you're a designer where you only ever work in like magazine and layout, print and stuff like that, your stylistic choices and just kind of how you design is going to look very different from someone that does major like social media content and stuff like that. So it's just kind of, it's also going to depend a little bit on like your style, or not your style, but like the experience that you have. So I think that also kind of similar to what you mentioned of how it's also going to kind of reflect how you work as a designer. And so it'll kind of reflect your own personal style, but then also taking into consideration, like, I'm not saying only ever work in your style and just kind of ignore everything else. It's a fun balance.
Yeah, but it's just a line that you have to like draw somewhere. And I'm guessing like whoever you're working for like will help you draw that line, because it's a team collaboration at some point. So
yeah,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Any other points to add to that?
I don't think so. Okay. That was a fun question.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you all for joining the Raisin Brand Podcast. Again, my name is Carter and I was here with Tyler today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Raising Brand Podcast powered by Pixel Labs. Remember to subscribe to stay up to date on all things Raising Brand.